If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
How many of us can feel like that about Jesus, that the one day a week just stirs you up for more? What are you contributing to God? Now, he's loved you, gave his son, saved you, delivered you, and you're giving him one day a week. And in fact, it's not even one day. It's a few hours. No prayer and Bible study Wednesday. No connection with the saints. No other services during the week. One day. And you say, Lord, keep me well. Keep me healed. Give me money. One day. People want what they want. They want God to do everything for them, but make no sacrifices. But Jesus is coming. Now, for those of you that are saved, in chapter 5 of 2 Corinthians, it says in verse 9, wherefore we labor, whether present or absent, that we may be accepted. That's why we're working for the Lord, so we can be accepted of him. I serve you, and as I serve you, I serve him. And I serve him by serving you. So I do this so that I can be accepted of the Lord. Not accepted of you, but accepted of the Lord. Because I have to make decisions and say things that aren't going to be pleasant. But I'm accepted of the Lord. No parent should try to be a friend to their child. Amen. Watch this. He says, for we must all appear, all of us, say all. Say that includes me. Say all. All right, watch. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ that everyone may receive the things that are done where? 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 Look, who's going to stand before the judgment seat? All right, so watch this. The return of Christ is a judgment against those who are not saved. Even those who play church, when God sends Jesus and he takes us away, those that are left are being judged. You have hell for the next 7 years. Hell that is so bad, Jesus said, unless those days were shortened, no human being would be left alive. You want to play? Watch this. So he says, after we are raptured, after we are caught away, we don't go into heaven right away. So, you know, that's why you get your praise on now. It's like graduation from high school and college. It's great to have your name called, to walk across that stage, to have on your regalia, and receive your sheepskin. But the next day, you got to get a job. And all the fun of the graduation has been replaced by the reality that I have $795,000 worth of student loans. Well, that's what the judgment seat is. Right now, you're praising God and relaxing and relating and releasing. And then the rapture comes in. You're like, wherever you are, and the change hits you, you go, oh, praise the Lord, oh, hallelujah. And you look around and you see saints from all over the world, all rising up to meet Jesus. And there he sits in the clouds, calling all of us, and you feel this euphoria. Oh, there he is, hallelujah. And he says, all right, how you feeling? Good. He says, let's go to judgment seat. He said, wait a minute, can I go to my house in heaven? Don't know what kind of house you're getting yet. You were taught you got a mansion, but you got that apartment way on the corner. It's down at 31st and Berks. You picked the mansion out in Villanova. Nah, baby. No. Yours is over there at 24th and Ridge. I even constructed a piggies so you can get some ribs up here. But that's where you're going to live. You got that one room right over there. Say, Lord, wait a minute. Oh, well, before we give you the key, we have to stop by the judgment seat so that you can see why you've been given such small dwelling. Oh, you'll be in heaven. You'll be in heaven. Yeah. Hallelujah. Come on, praise him. You'll be in heaven. But those folks that you thought were nothing, those folks that you talked about, you see that one, that 20,000 room mansion over there? Well, that's not theirs. That's mine. But you see where they are? Here's why. Because a foundation was laid. And they built on that foundation. And he says there are six materials that you build according to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble. Gold. Whenever you see gold, it speaks of loving God and keeping his commandments. There was a time when we were afraid to break the commandments of God. Now we don't care. Because of the teaching of eternal salvation. It's all right. God don't care if I smoke. God don't care if I drink. God don't care if I whore around. God don't care if I dabble in homosexuality. God doesn't care if I... No. God does care. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, he said, come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, and don't touch what is unclean, and then I'll be your father. You see, holiness has been replaced by political expedience. Holiness has been replaced by word of faith. Holiness has been replaced by this desire to have God fill your pockets with money. I believe that prosperity is one part of the relationship. No parent wants their child living in poverty, but by the same token, no parent will take disrespect from their child. But yet we disrespect God. We give him what we want to give him. I'm going to live the way I want to live. I'm going to do what I want to do. I went to my doctor and they looked at my blood work and they were like, oh, Mr. Lambert, everything looks so good. And they're like, how does it get like this? I said, because I do what you tell me. And he said, what? I said, I do what you tell me. He said, go out there in that waiting room and tell the rest of my patients. I said, absolutely not. Them folk going to hate me. He said, but you do what I tell you. I said, yes, for two reasons. Number one, it cost me $125 to come see you. And I'm not one to throw away money. I said, but the second reason is because I want to stay healthy. How are you going to go to God and do this thing called prayer and then get up from prayer and not do what he tells you? He never tells you to do anything too hard. Forgive that person. Love that person. Release that person. Drop off that behavior. Stop doing that. Give up that. You mean to tell me the things the Lord is telling you to give up, you can't give it up because the flesh overrides the spirit? How can you sit under the word of God every week and not want to grow? This is no joyride. Church is no stress reliever. But we see this movement today. I don't have to go to church all the time. I ain't got to go to church. I don't feel like going. Tell your boss that tomorrow. Call him up and say, I don't feel like coming in this week, but I want my check. That's what we tell God. We say, God, I don't feel like serving you, but I want to get into heaven, and I want a lot of space. Listen to what he says. He says, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. Fire meaning judgment. And the fire shall try every man's work by what sort it is. And if any man's work survives the fire, he shall receive a reward. And if any man's work shall be burned up, he shall suffer loss. He'll be saved, but it'll be by fire. In other words, the King James says it in a very poetic way, yet so as by fire. In modern translations, it says by the skin of your teeth. It means you just make it in. Now, you might say, well, that's okay, Pastor, as long as I'm in there. That's like going to take your child to Toys R Us. And all the other children are buying toys, and you took your child into Toys R Us and said, I don't have any money. Then why'd you bring them? Why would God let you come to heaven, not give you any reward, And everybody else is enjoying the reward of heaven, the reward of their work, being in heaven, and you just walking around with no crown. I'm here. Oh, really? Really? Well, at least I made it in. Mm-mm. He said we must all appear in 2 Corinthians 5:10. We must all appear before the judgment seat that everyone may receive the things done in the body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. In other words, because we know the fear of God, we live right. We live right because we know the fear of the Lord. Hearken unto me, little children, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. We don't think that we're going to have to do anything. That we don't believe that we're going to have to pay for bad behavior. We think that everything is hidden under the blood, and theoretically all of our sins are under the blood, but patterns of behavior will be judged. Hence, we have the six material: gold, silver, precious stones. The gold is—it speaks of loving God and keeping His commandments. When you look at the construction of the tabernacle, all the way through to the third temple, all the wood, the acacia wood, the Bible calls it shittim wood, but it's acacia wood. And acacia wood is wood that does not sweat. It doesn't absorb moisture. That's why you could overlay acacia wood with gold. That was because the gold represented the holiness and the person of God. The acacia wood represents humanity. But the fact that he uses acacia or shittim wood, he does so because it speaks of Jesus, the only human with no corruption. He was clothed in the righteousness of God. And then he turns around and becomes our righteousness. But we're flawed. All we like sheep have gone astray. There is none righteous, no, not one. And the Lord has laid upon him, Jesus, the iniquity of all of us. There is none that seeketh after God, no, not one.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
7117A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.